Welcome to Mobile World Live TV. With me today I have Nicholas Sabel, who's CEO of TCL Communication. Welcome, Nicholas.
Welcome, Chris. Thank you very much.
So a good place to start is the BlackBerry launch on Saturday night of the Key One. How are you going to position the device differently to the way BlackBerry did with their later smartphones?
So first of all, you know, the welcome of the new device has been phenomenal. We've had, you know, a lot of feedback, lots of press coming to the event, and actually all the feedback that we've received has been extremely positive. Now, we want to position with this device is a different device from what you see in the market today. First of all, as you can see, it has a smart keyboard, which enables people not only to type as they used to, but also to swipe on it. And I think what's also a very cool feature is that you can have a direct access to the keys. Doing this, it enables people really want to be efficient in their lives, to be taking care of productivity, but also of all their messaging, to be every day working, and with the large battery we have on the device, it actually makes it great. But in terms of positioning, in terms of branding, what we want to do is we want to position it to people who dare to be different, who not want to have the same device as anyone else, but they want to have a device that actually fills their purpose. Also, people who are concerned about security, privacy. Okay. This is very important. And as you know, we are backed where we are working together with BlackBerry to make sure with the monthly updates and all of their security suites that people can feel comfortable working and enjoying with this device.
Okay, and how does that compare to how you're going to position the other brands in your portfolio?
So as you know, we have multiple brands in our portfolio. We have our TCL brand, which is a brand that we use mostly for China, but also we launched last year in India. That's a brand that we use, and that's mostly a retail market brand, and it's a mid-range brand that is very appealing to the Asian customers, and we're going to bring it step by step overseas. We have our Alcatel brand, and you will see today lots of innovation around the Alcatel brand, and later on, if we have time, I'm going to show you a couple of innovations we bring to the Alcatel brand, and we're launching this year our A series. And our series is very innovative, and that's for the consumer who are looking for the best technologies, affordable, but with something of a twist, because we want to address what we call not only the millennials that everybody wants to address, but this population, which are the immediates, people who want to enjoy things very quickly. And our new signature is enjoy.now, and the technology we bring on our devices is really about enjoying things now. And if you have time in this interview, I can show you a couple of nice tricks.
Okay, so the Alcatel brand, if you're looking at that next to the BlackBerry, do you see a very different consumer going for both products?
Absolutely. And that's the whole purpose of having these two brands. We see absolutely no overlap between the two brands. One is more into the consumer play, the value, and getting the best technologies at the most affordable price positioning. It is what we want to do with Alcatel, with some fun and some entertainment related to it. And on the other side, we have the BlackBerry, which is more the premium customer, more the professional customer, and that's very, very different. So we see absolutely no overlap. And actually, for us as a company, it enables us to address two different segments, and that's very, very interesting because we're actually adding up the clientele for both segments.
But traditionally, BlackBerry also sold quite well in the mid-tier with slightly lower-range handsets. Are you going to be launching more BlackBerries?
We are going to launch more BlackBerries. I said this on stage on Saturday. And we're going to have actually a new launch this year. So that's going to be exciting, and we are looking forward to it.
Great. And in terms of TCL, are you going to acquire any more brands? Are you on the lookout for more acquisitions?
So we have a strategy of being a multi-brand company. So we are looking, obviously, at opportunities. But I cannot disclose, obviously, which ones. But they are very interesting. Very interesting. We're working on.
Great. Well, thanks very much for joining us.